This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. All right. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. Thanks for listening in on this lovely Saturday night. Before we get going on today's show, I want to encourage everyone out there to check out foodriotsradio.com for all the latest stories and our cool I Like It Raw Raw Milk t-shirt. Please check that out. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Just search Food Riot Radio. Also, RBN is having an end-of-the-year pledge drive, and we need your support for a donation of $100 to receive an RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug. Please call today, 1-800-724-2719. And again, if you donate $100, you will receive a RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug. And this is a great platform. They allow a lot of free speech. You know, I'm not hindered or handled in any way. I can say what I want, and you know what? God bless the free speech that I have. So it is my pleasure to have on with me. I'm going to have a couple guests on tonight. And my first guest, and it's rare that I'm able to have guests that are libertarian and food lovers. A lot of my libertarian friends, anarchist friends, you know, they don't buy into the whole food industrial complex, the pharmaceutical complex. They think that it has been a great innovation the way they do factory farming, and it's a way to feed the people. But anyways, so her name is Randy Finn, and she has a blog called the Grass-Fed Anarchist. Randy, are you with me?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's really great to have you. And it's interesting because, like I was saying earlier, you know, a lot of my libertarian anarchist friends, they don't, you know, they think some of this organic food is a bunch of quackery. What do you have to say to that?
Well, one of the biggest things that I write about and I talk about and the things that libertarians and food rights activists are most divided about is GMOs. And what I see a lot is people think that the way that big agricultural farming is, it helps feed the world, but what it really does is destroy our soil, and it makes it more difficult to feed the world. And without GMOs, you know, we would be healthier.
Healthier, more robust people. I don't know you might be breaking up a little bit. But yeah, I totally agree. Are you still there with me, Randy? I'm not sure if you're breaking up or if I'm breaking up right now. But I totally agree with the whole GMO thing. It is damaging not only to the topsoil, but, you know, you have all the runoff from all these huge farmhouses. I mean, it makes no sense, and it's not really that sustainable. So when we're talking about GMOs here, you got to realize that, you know, not only are we fed the GMO crops, but cattle and chickens are also fed these genetically modified crops. And it's really this vicious circle because, you know, the crops get sprayed with the pesticides and herbicides, and then it's, you know, soaked into the food, and you know, then we have to, and then they have all these patents on the seeds. So there's so many different things that go on with genetically modified foods, but then these same GMO foods are fed to the cows, the chickens, and, you know, it's terrible because these guys are in these confinement lots. And when they're eating these foods, oftentimes it's hard to waste to dispose of all their bodily waste, you know, like all the chicken poop that builds up. And then you have the fertilizer goes down the river as runoff. And, I mean, there's just so many different issues when it comes to genetically modified foods and how, and again, Randy, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I was just rambling about GMO foods, probably not making that much sense, but I totally get what you're saying. I mean, but anyways, I guess, so what made you become, I mean, we'll get back to the food thing, and what made you become an anarchist? What was the tipping point?
For me, it was all the whole path to libertarianism and anarchy was paved with food and what our FDA does, what our USDA does, and how they lie to us, and everything that libertarians support in regards to big business and food, really, it wouldn't exist in a free market. We wouldn't be able to have Monsanto and GMOs in a free market. So,
exactly. What do you think about all the patent laws that Monsanto and Syngenta and all these other big GMO monocrop food companies have?
Yeah, it's crazy that they're able to patent life. And everything that they do, it wouldn't be possible without government. It's made possible by the FDA and by the USDA. So as a libertarian and a food rights activist, I feel like if the FDA and the USDA and the government as a whole stepped out of the way, all of those things would be gone. We wouldn't have to worry about them anymore. You know, without them being able to patent life, they wouldn't be able to trespass onto small farmers' farms and accuse them of stealing and sue them.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, in a real free world, in a free market, these patent laws wouldn't exist. I mean, no one owns the right to intellectual property. I can't make a hamburger and say, well, you know, I own the recipe for that. No one else can make it unless they pay me royalties. Why should Monsanto own the rights to certain types of seeds?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, and I'm totally on point with you. So your whole path towards food, towards the anarchy started with food, and was it the FDA and the USDA that you were looking into, or was it the food you were actually eating? Were you thinking, man, this stuff just isn't quite right?
Yeah, well, I actually, I started with nutrition, and then I kind of got into the paleo diet. And on the paleo diet, you don't eat grains, and you don't eat corn, and you don't eat soy, and that's basically what the FDA and the USDA are pushing is corn and soy and grains. So, I mean, that kind of led me to, well, what's going on here? If I know that this is what's healthy for me, then why is the government telling me something different? It turns out that they're basically paying us to eat these things. They're subsidizing it. So, you know, that kind of led me down the rabbit hole of all of the things that they do that keep us fit.
So you don't eat 8 to 12 servings a day of grain like the government food pyramid suggests?
No, absolutely not. And I eat tons of saturated fat. I was just looking at the new MyPlate because they replaced the food pyramid with the MyPlate, and it actually doesn't have a fat section on it at all, which I think is kind of funny because humans' brains are fueled by fat, so maybe they're just trying to keep our brains from developing, keep us dumbed down.
They would like to keep us as dumbed down sheeple, you know, unaware of what they're doing, how they're ripping and stealing the liberties from us. But everyone stay with us. I'm chatting with Randy Finn from the Grass-Fed Anarchist. You're listening to Food Riot Radio.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and I am joined today with Randy Finn. She's an author and has a new blog called The Grass-Fed Anarchist. And we were just chatting about, how she found her way into libertarianism and, you know, what exactly the USDA and FDA are doing to our food supply, how they're manipulating it, how they collude together with Big Pharma and all of that. So, Randy, I guess, you know, I've read a couple of your blogs. It's great stuff. I really like it. I mean, what do you mean by anarchist is a dirty word?
Well, when I call myself an anarchist, and I don't really usually in real life, but when I do, it's really met with a lot of resistance. People don't really get it, or they kind of have a preconceived notion about it, and they think that I must be a violent person that wants to bomb buildings.
Yeah.
When in reality, I just don't think that any person or group should be allowed to tell any other person or group what they can do with their property and their bodies.
Exactly. Anarchy means peace, right? Anarchy is without coercion, without all the murdering and killing that government does. It is absolutely absurd to think that libertarianism or anarchism or whatever you want to call it, libertyism, is a means for violence, you know? I mean, and I agree, I read your blog, you said, you know, people are scared of other people, but yet they elect these same people to tell us and to tell us what to do and control us. And I think that is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you put people in power, it's going to lead to corruption. No matter what your intention is, how good your intention is, and how good the intentions behind the laws are, you always have to think, how are those laws going to be abused? Because they will be, because it's people that are implementing them and writing them.
Right. It's the old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And,
exactly.
You know, and especially when it comes to the FDA, I've been following the crackdown on raw milk and other small farmers throughout the country. And it's absurd to me that these guys are hell-bent on taking out small farmer raw milk dairies. I mean, the FDA just recently came out with this totally bogus study. They said, you know, that it's going to attribute 20,000 sicknesses to raw milk. And that's like basically saying, if you go to the doctor and you say, well, yeah, I drank raw milk in my life, they're like, yep, that's what got you sick.
Yeah.
And without, you know, without any proof. And can you speak about some of these numbers yourself? I mean, what is it about the FDA and USDA that is just, that they're leading us in the wrong direction? They're flat out lying to us in some cases.
Yeah, well, I mean, if raw milk was making them money, they would publish a study that pushed raw milk and told us how healthy raw milk was. But because it's not making them money, and because the people that sit on the boards of the FDA are, you know, affiliated with Monsanto and companies like Kellogg, and not small farmers that produce raw milk, they're not going to push it. If it was making them money, it would be a totally different story.
Right. And what do they probably want to squash out their competition, right? I mean, big ag and big dairy and big pharma, they don't want the competition, right?
Right, exactly. And you always hear, you know, you're supposed to have so many servings of dairy a day pushed by the dairy farmers of America, but it's not the small dairy farmers of America that's saying that. It's the big ones that are being paid to produce dairy and will produce as much as they possibly can with sick, antibiotic-ridden cows.
Totally agree. Totally agree. So let's move on to one of your articles here. You have the three illusions of mainstream media and what government is threatening to do to your milk, butter, and cheese. Tell us about illusion number one. The illusion of no bias.
The illusion of no bias. It's when any mainstream media source is going to do this, they're going to give you both sides of the story. And, you know, even if they are giving you both sides of the story, that doesn't necessarily mean there's only two sides to the story. And in this case, the farm bill, they're telling you either the price of your milk, butter, and cheese is going to double, or they need to come out with a new farm bill. But there is obviously another option. You know, we could have neither. We could have government step away from farming.
Wait, but real quick, why will milk, cheese, and all these dairy products double?
So there's this thing called permanent law. Every 5 years, they have to come out with a new farm bill to replace this permanent law, which was put in place during the Great Depression. And they would buy all of the dairy products from the farmers just to jack up the price, which really it didn't work at the time because all it did was make it harder to afford milk, butter, and cheese. So everyone was poor already, so they're not able to buy it. So they're putting all of these farmers out of business anyway. So it was never a good idea, but it's especially not a good idea now.
Hmm. Interesting. It's kind of like government breaks your leg and then, you know, like the old saying, government breaks your leg and then gives you the crutch to walk on and looks at you like, what, aren't you going to say thank you?
Exactly.
Right. And so we have this illusion of no bias, and this is in the mainstream media, right? You're talking about NPR and how they're supposedly not biased because they cover the Republican and the Democratic side, but there is a third side, right? There is another side that they never approach.
Right. They never approach not messing with the system at all, because basically what the farm bill is going to do is subsidize more junk food, basically. And the big argument between them right now is, are they going to spend more money on farm subsidies or are they going to spend more money on food stamps? Which, I mean, obviously, I don't believe in food stamps, but at the same time, would I rather my money be stolen from me and given to giant corporations and billionaires, or poor people?
Poor people, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm getting it now. So we're talking about the illusion of no bias. It's the fact that NPR and all these other major news outlets, they don't give you the full truth, the full side of the story, which is saying stop government intervention in the first place. We don't need the subsidies. We don't need the licenses. We don't need government getting involved. You know, what about that? And that's what the mainstream media doesn't cover. And then there's also the illusion of choice, correct?
Correct. So the illusion of choice is basically saying, do you want them to push forward the farm bill, or do you want them to double the price of milk, butter, and cheese? So you feel like you have a choice, but you really don't have a choice. You know, the Republican and Democrat parties are really the same. They have the same goals overall, and you don't have a choice. And the illusion of choice, it really keeps us separated, because it keeps us arguing with each other over which choice we think is the right one, when honestly, it's all going to the same place anyway.
Well, Randy, great point. We're coming up on a break. I'm chatting with Randy Finn. She is the grass-fed anarchist. She's got a great blog. We're talking about the illusion of choice. Everyone, stay with us. You're listening to Food Riot Radio.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and it is my pleasure to have on with me tonight, Randy Finn. She is the grass-fed anarchist, and together we will chop up food news, and we will serve it to you fresh, raw, and real. Randy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So before the break, we were chatting about the illusion of choice, and we were talking about how the media gives you the illusion of no bias, but it's really just this right-left paradigm. And then we were talking about that was the illusion of no bias. And then we were talking about illusion number two, the illusion of choice. Can you explain what that means a little bit when we're talking about the Farm Bill?
Yeah. So the illusion of choice as it applies to the Farm Bill is what they're basically asking is, do you want us to pass a new farm bill, or do you want us to double the price of milk, butter, and cheese on you? And so, of course, everyone is going to say, yeah, totally, pass the new farm bill. Don't make us pay $8 a gallon for milk. But what they don't tell you is that, you know, could there be another option? Could there be the option of not doing either of those things, not involving themselves in farming at all, because they're really just making matters worse.
So you're saying get government out of farming. But what would happen? Aren't they there to protect us? Won't the food be poisoned and won't we all die?
Well, I mean, some of the food could be poisoned, but right now the majority of the food is poisoned. And what they essentially do right now is hold the small farmers down who are producing food that isn't poisoned and building the big corporations up that are basically, you know, part of government and are allowed to do whatever they want with the food they produce because they write the laws.
So the corporations infiltrate government and they write the laws. I couldn't agree with you more. And everyone out there who's listening, if you want to call in, the 800 number is 800-313-9443. Feel free to ask myself or Randy a question. We're just chatting about all the bogus food laws that are out there, especially the latest with this farm bill about how they want to jack up the price of milk and cheese and other dairy products. And so, I mean, as you know, there's probably, there, like you were just saying, there's a revolving door between corporations and politicians. I mean, what do you said, who is the, Tom Vilsack is the agriculture secretary, correct?
Yes.
And then don't we also have a guy in the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas? He also worked for Monsanto. And, I mean, there's a host of these guys all throughout the federal government and all these bureaucracies. And it's tough to get these guys out of power because they're usually unelected busybodies that are just there and serving their corporate masters, which doesn't really benefit us proles, right?
Yeah, well, Monsanto actually has a lot of people in government, and they admitted it on their website. They have a handful of people that have gone back and forth between their company and government, and they kind of wrote it off saying, like, our employees are so successful that they go on to be a part of government. But really, it's not hard to see if you look at what's going on that they're all really one, and now they're running the scientific journals as well. They have Monsanto employees working for major scientific journals to retract articles that were written about their products.
That is crazy. I mean, and I couldn't agree with you more. I've written I've written many articles about Monsanto and the whole march against Monsanto and all of that and patent laws and GMO foods. And, you know, it really is a shame to see what's happening to our food supply and what's happening to small farmers. But, you know, do you think, I mean, I see you've posted stuff about Joel Salatin as well. You know, do you believe that a biodiverse farm of all organic food could feed the country, could feed the world even?
Yeah, absolutely. Farms that are run in that way are actually more sustainable than farms that are run the conventional way right now because they improve the soil, and GMO foods have proven to grow really, really fast in the beginning, but long term they deteriorate the earth and they'll make it impossible for us to feed the world if that's what we make our entire food supply.
I know, we're talking about. And then they have these GMO super weeds and super bugs. And, you know, Mother Nature always wins in the end, in my opinion. But yeah. let's go back to your article here. I know we got sidetracked for a minute. But then there's this third illusion you talk about called the illusion of division. Can you explain to the listeners what that means?
Yeah. Well, we've got these two major parties, Republicans and Democrats. And when you look at things like the FDA with Monsanto, you can see that in the end, the goal is the same. Whether you vote Republican or Democrat, you're basically voting for the same outcome. But what it really does is keep us divided so that collectively we're too divided and at each other's throats to see that there is another option.
Huh. So you're saying what the other option is no government, is a libertarian candidate, is that correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So I guess, you know, we haven't figured out that government colluding with corporations is the problem. Is it the corporations or is it government?
I believe that it is the government, because there are corrupt people in corporations as well, but government basically gives them the license to do whatever they want. So government writes the rules so that they can get away with lying to us, whereas in a free market, they wouldn't really have the license to lie to us, because we would have choices, we would have options. We would be able to vote with our dollar and not, you know, just listen to what we've been told our whole lives from government.
Yeah, the market always answers. The market holds companies responsible because, like you said, it is the consumer that has the ultimate say in what goes on with his money, his or her money. And, you know, with government subsidies and stuff, they just spend and spend and spend. There is no incentive, you know, like you look at government schools or government roads even, you know, and any of these processes, you just see money wasted, whether it's kids not being educated in school or roads falling apart or anything government has a monopoly on. There is just money wasted, and it doesn't give the consumer exactly what he or she wants. So, I mean, I think that's a great article you pointed out about the three illusions of the mainstream media. Now, I guess maybe we should get into this whole crazy notion of anarchy and how it would work in a society. And what's your thoughts on that? I think you wrote another article about, you know, how anarchy would work, how this no government, this no coercion, this... No, you know, the boots of government down your back would work. I mean, wouldn't people go crazy? Wouldn't they attack one another? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. So the article that I just wrote, How Would an Anarchist Society Work? You know, I don't have all of the answers, but I do know a lot about food, and I think that would be my piece of the puzzle in an anarchist society, and I think that all of us collectively would have answers to all of the major problems. I think what we have to ask ourselves is it worth, you know, is everything that government does with lying to us and killing innocent people, is it worth the positive things that they give us? And if not, then we need to get creative and start thinking of other solutions. So like I said, I think my contribution would be food related, but I think there's so many creative and innovative people in our country that collectively we could all come up with answers to all of those problems.
Yeah, I mean, because you mentioned a little bit ago that that government provides good things. I don't even think they provide anything that's good. I mean, not one service they provide could not be done better in the free market. I don't think there is one. And, I mean, especially, you know, a common question people ask me is, they look at me and say, Brad, what about the roads? And I say, well, who builds the roads there, pal? And they say, construction companies, right? So all government is a middleman between the taxpayer and the construction companies. So remove the middleman and the whole process is cheaper and probably more efficient. They'll still be consumers. And they'll still be construction companies. It's kind of like, you know, you look back at, the 1800s when the railroads were being built. There were two types of railroads, and we'll talk more about that. We're coming up on a break. We're chatting with the Grass-Fed Anarchist. She's got a great blog. Check it out. Stay with us, everyone. This is Food Riot Radio.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Food Riot Radio, and I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and I am joined with Randy Finn. She is the grass-fed anarchist, and we would love to hear from some callers. Please feel free to call in. 800-313-9443 is the call-in. Call in, ask us any questions about food or food-related topics or government or whatever you want to talk about, anarchy, libertarianism, you name it, we will dive into it and try to figure it out. So, and I also wanted to say, Blue, if you're out there in Tennessee, I think I upset you a couple weeks ago about the whole spanking issue, and I want to say sorry if I offended you or anyone else out there, but I miss you and I want you to call back. So, Randy, thanks again for joining us. We were just chatting about anarchy and, you know, how people try to say, that is so crazy. Why? We need government. We need government for protection. But But if people are so evil, if people are so mean, why would we want the same ones to control us? And gosh, I'm going off here. Before the break, I was just talking about the roads, and then I transitioned into the railroads, you know, because that has a similar impact. And in the late 1800s, there were three types of railroads. There was like the Union Pacific, the Western Pacific, and this Northern Railroad. The Union and Western Pacific were subsidized by the state, and the Northern one wasn't. It was the privately owned railroad. It's just like Atlas Shrugged suggests the book. You know, this was a very efficient, well-run railroad. They were driving prices down, and these other two railroads were breaking down. They were totally subsidized by the state. Total waste of money. By the end of their construction, they had to scrap the whole thing and start over. While this Northern one was running strong, driving down prices, you know, other railroad companies had to get in to get into government, and they wrote laws to, you know, bring the price of the tickets up because this guy was so competitive. And, you know, it's these total, you know, interfering in the free market and all that. And that just goes to show you, when anyone asks, you know, what about the roads? I like to lead to that example. And that was just a very quick summary about how this Northern Railroad really, really outshined and outproduced the Western and the Union Pacific Railroad. It was really quite phenomenal what this guy did. So anyways, Randy, let's get back to, I guess we were talking about anarchy and the dirty word and how an anarchist society would run. But in my opinion, I think it would just be phenomenal. I think we would be so advanced. There would be no restrictions. We could have access to all these wonderful foods, and people would be healthier. They'd be living longer. There'd be more and more information. I mean, what do you think about the internet? That seems to be like one of the least regulated entities out there.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for the internet to, you know, not have government intervention on at least that. And when you look at industries that are run by government and ones that aren't, the ones that are, you see them sort of stay stagnant, and they don't change because there's no reason for them to. They don't have competition. You know, we have to pay for that through taxes, so they really don't have any reason to improve on them. But things that are in a free market are constantly changing and flourishing and becoming better and better.
Right. I mean, innovation, that's what kind of drives the market, is all these new and innovative ideas. And I think in your last blog, you said how school and the public education system is the least innovated. It is indoctrination camps. And I've covered this as well. And Murray Rothbard has written a great, you know, like 50 or 60 page article on the matter in regards to public schools. But talk about the same thing for the last, I don't know what, 70, you know, it seems like 50 years, right? I mean, has government schools changed for the better at all? I mean, are kids learning more? It seems like we're almost becoming a more dumbed down society. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's done on purpose. I think that the smarter we are, the harder we are to govern. So as long as government is running our schools, why wouldn't they keep us dumbed down?
Well, that is a very good point. So there's a conspiracy behind it all. And actually, I think school started from this Sixth System in Prussia. And it was really a way to keep kids obedient. I mean, these are what the industrialists in the 1900s really wanted. They wanted good factory workers. They didn't want independent people as competition to their business. These were the crony industrialists, kind of like the Monsantos of today. These were the crony industrialists of the 1900s that, you know, used government to get its place in power and kind of sit there. And they've probably been sitting there for the last 100 years, and that's kind of where we're at with this education system that doesn't teach us to think or be independent or learn new great ideas. I mean, that's why school's so boring. I remember when I found out about Ron Paul and all these wonderful liberty ideas, it instantly clicked and made total sense to me.
Yeah,
I mean, how about you there, yeah. Randy?
Yeah, absolutely. When you think back to what you learned at school, it's just totally different. It's a totally different American history and government, and they tell you all of the great things that government did and all the great things that government achieved. And then, you know, if you re-examine it yourself, it really is a whole different story.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bull. So what's next for the grass-fed anarchist? What are you working on now?
I have a lot going on right now. I kind of write the way that I learn. I just do whatever I want to do, and I don't sit down and work on one article for very long. I've got like 25 of them going at the same time, and whatever I feel like doing is kind of what I do.
Right, I'm the same way. Whenever the passion hits me to write something, I want to write it. Are there any libertarian scholars that you've been influenced by the most?
Yeah, one of my favorite things that I read that I guess kind of took me from libertarianism to full-on anarchy was, it's called The Rule of Freedom, The Manifesto of the Sovereign Community by Christopher Hayes, and I would recommend that to anybody. I love that. I think food took me to libertarianism, and then that book took me to full-on anarchy.
Now, what do you say to, like, constitutionalists or libertarians in the political movement? Do you think they're relevant, or do you think they should give up on politics altogether?
I think they bring a lot of good ideas to the mainstream, but I think as long as there is government, there's going to be corruption. I don't think anybody has the right to be in charge of anybody else.
That I do agree. So how do you think we get to this anarchist state? Will it be achieved through political means? Like, do you think enough people will just be libertarians in politics that they'll end up abolishing government altogether? Or do you think this will ever happen? I mean, what do you think?
I really don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I think the internet is helping a lot. But I really don't know if I'm going to see it in my lifetime. I'm skeptical that I will, but I'm going to keep trying to spread the word.
What about, have you ever heard of the Free State Project in New Hampshire?
No.
You've never heard about the Free State Project in New Hampshire? It's when they want to get 10,000 liberty-minded people to move there and have a direct impact on society there. There's a lot of people that are already in certain types of local governments, and there's a lot of the School Sucks podcast. That guy's great. He's out of New Hampshire, and there's some really smart people up there, and they already don't have a state income tax. And
okay, I have seen that before.
What do you think? Do you think? I mean, you're a young gal, right? Do you think you'll make the move?
I'm not
probably
sure.
Not.
I don't know much about New Hampshire, but yeah, that sounds awesome. But I don't know a lot about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to say thank you, Randy, for coming on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love reading your stuff. Keep cranking it out there. We need more liberty-minded folks like yourself out there. Everyone, stay with us. Feel free to tune into the second hour. We're going to be talking to Art Freeman, and he is off the grid, and he's been off the grid for 27 years. He's going to tell us how you can do it yourself, how you can break free from the system.
Brad the Butcher Jordan. For more information on Food Riot Radio, please check out his Facebook page. Just search Food Riot Radio and follow him on Twitter. Thanks for listening in to Food Riot Radio. With finance.